A lot of what has distinguished American culture, the cult of celebrity, youthfulness, and innovation, was born on the sawdust trail of the revivalists. The cult of the next big thing, whether a new rock band, diet fad, a political movement, or a spiritual explosion, or religious crusade, is not the result simply of our captivity to culture. The wider cultural phenomenon itself may never have emerged without revivalism. In a society before TV, revivals weren't just influenced by pop culture, they were pop culture. There are two ways to understand revival. The first is to see it as a surprising work of God, God's extraordinary blessing on his ordinary means of grace. That's how Jonathan Edwards saw it, as Ian Murray summarizes. God is utterly free to withhold or send revival as he pleases. The second approach sees revival as something within our control, something that can be staged and managed with predictable results. If you follow the right steps, you'll get the right outcomes. Basically, it's a technological approach to religion. Like a genie in a bottle, even God is subject to the laws of cause and effect. In the words of the 19th century evangelist Charles Finney, a key promoter of this second view, quote, "A revival is not a miracle or dependent on a miracle in any sense. It is simply the philosophical result of the right use of means like any other effect." The radical Protestant impulse for extraordinary evidence through extraordinary methods became especially pronounced with Charles Finney. Finney defined his new measures as inducements sufficient to convert sinners with. Ironically, beneath the veneer of an outpouring of the Spirit, this sort of revivalism was more like deism. God had set up these laws, and now it's up to us. I get the same feeling when I encounter prosperity evangelists. For all the talk of miracles, these wonders turn out to be natural after all. Follow the prescribed steps, and you get your miracle. Do you even really need God in this sort of scheme, except as the architect who set everything up this way? Constant pressure.